This evening, our first item is subdivision 2022-11, Hunter's Creek.
Mr. Chairman, council's going to read a motion into the record for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. I had one question on the motion that was prepared in condition F. And I apologize if you tried to reach out to me later this afternoon. About the setback of lots 1 through 6 from that easement. And I see Mr. Whitehouse pulled that up. Whether you want that to be 20 feet or 30 feet, or whatever you want it to be.
30.
30? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mears. So the motion of Mr. Mears is that he moves that the commission grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-11 for Hunter's Creek with conditions and limitations based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a cluster subdivision on land that is zoned MR within the coastal area identified in the future land use map of our comprehensive plan. Two, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision of 95 lots on 28.78 acres within the MR zoning district. The MR zoning district permits a maximum density of 4 lots per acre. The density of the subdivision is permitted within the MR district, and the lots will be at least 7,500 square feet in size. Three, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code. Four, this proposed development has frontage along Omar Road and Hickory Manor Road, although it has a single entrance via Omar Road. One of the considerations of section 99-9C is the, quote, provision for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and to the adjacent roadways, close quote. Another provision of section 99-9C is the consideration of the, quote, effect on area roadways and public transportation, close quote. This site will benefit from an additional entrance via Hickory Manor Road, which will improve safety and the flow of traffic on both Omar Road and Hickory Manor Road. Two entrances will lessen the traffic burden on area roadways that would result from funneling all the traffic through one entrance onto Omar Road. Five, section 99-9C of the subdivision code requires the commission to consider 17 different items related to the site plan. The applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code, and there are conditions of this approval that are based upon those 17 items. Six, the applicant has prepared and submitted an environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report regarding the development. Seven, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Eight, the subdivision preserves approximately 6.9 acres, or almost 24% of the site, as open space, and there are buffers along its perimeter that will include the preservation of trees and other vegetation within that buffer area. Nine, with the conditions imposed by this preliminary approval, the subject property complies with the subdivision and zoning codes. 10, the preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 95 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that approximately 24% of the site shall be preserved as open space. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 20 feet wide installed along the perimeter of the subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation that exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of that buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, the proposed lots with frontage upon Omar Road are set very close to Omar Road and within just a few feet of a Delaware Power and Light easement. There is no real separation from the easement, the multimodal path, or the road right-of-way, and there is not sufficient area outside of the easement to allow for drainage swales, other utilities, or other access needs. Lots 1 through 6 shall be set back at least 30 feet from the edge of the Delmarva Power and Light easement line to allow for greater separation between the lots and the easement and to create more separation from the Omar Road right-of-way. G, there shall be vehicular entrances to this development via both Omar Road and Hickory Manor Road. The development shall comply with all DelDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements associated with the Omar Road and Hickory Manor Road entrances. H, Sidewalks and walkways shall be installed as shown on the preliminary site plan with a connection to the Del Dot multimodal path. A street lighting system that provides street lighting in a downward direction with minimal uplighting shall be provided. High amenities, including a pool and pickleball courts, shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 57th residential building permit. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. J, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. L, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping or Address and Addressing Department, or what's its current name?
Geographic Information Office.
GIO.
The Geographic Information Office. M, construction site work and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the entrance during construction. And the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. O, the final site plan shall include a landscaping plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. Q, a revised site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And last but not least, R, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
A second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-11 Hunter's Creek for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those.
No, we've got to go down the line.
Oh, that's right. Call the roll. Boy, it's a hard habit to get into. I have 2 years and 11 months left in this term. Hopefully, by the end of this term, I'll have this figured out.
You'd be great.
Okay, Ms. Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chairman votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-31, Glenwood, now known as Black Oak.
We're still working on that one. So does anybody have anything that they would like to discuss on it before I'm going to make a motion to defer on it? All right, then I make a motion to defer on 2021-31 Glenwood, now known as Black Oak.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-31 Glenwood, now known as Black Oak. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
On the defer?
Just say yay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Stevenson.
Yeah, make sure we get this right.
Okay.
I didn't know if you wanted me to give you six or seven reasons.
I think we're pretty good on this one. I think we're pretty good on this one. In fact, we probably don't even need to call a roll. But in an abundance of caution and in order to, you know, get a good habit formed here, that's what we're doing. Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Mr. Mayors?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. And our next item is conditional use number 2316, Southern Delaware Medical Center, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve conditional use number 2316 for Southern Delaware Medical Center LLC for medical offices based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is located along Shady Road. There are other commercial zonings and uses in this area, including the DART hub across the street. Shady Road is evolving into a mixture of high-intensity commercial uses at the Route 1 end, a medical center at the Plantations Road end, and multifamily developments, a mixture of zoning, small businesses, and homes in between. This location with such a mixture of uses is an appropriate location for medical offices. Two, the use serves a community need by creating medical offices at a convenient location for Sussex County residents near Beebe Hospital and other medical offices on Savannah Road and Plantations Road. Three, the use as a medical office will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents. Four, the site is within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Medical offices such as this are appropriate within this area according to the plan. Five, the use will be served by central water and sewer. Six, the use with the conditions and limitations placed upon it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, as stated by the applicant, there shall be no more than 32,960 square feet of medical and professional office space. B, as stated by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Additional hours for emergency purposes are permitted. C, one lighted sign not to exceed 50 square feet shall be permitted on the building. In addition, the applicant may install one additional lighted ground sign that does not exceed 32 square feet in size per side. D, the use shall comply with the parking requirements set forth in the zoning code. There shall not be any parking within the front yard setback. In addition, the location shown for possible interconnection with the property to the east shall be included on the final site plan. E, there shall be a 20-foot landscape buffer installed along the site's rear property line and along the common property line with tax parcel 334-6.00-511.03. F, all entrance intersection and roadway improvement required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. G, all exterior lighting shall be directed downward so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. H, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. I, the site shall be served by central water and central sewer. J, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be designed and operated using best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's the motion.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2316 Southern Delaware Medical Center LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2356, Sun Massey's Landing RV LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2356 for Sun Massey's Landing RV LLC to amend condition number 9 of ordinance number 2378, which is conditional use number 1963, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, condition number 9 of ordinance number 1963 currently prohibits campers and RVs being stored within the campground when it's closed for the season. This includes RV park model RVs specifically built for use in this campground. Two, as a result of condition 9, all park model RVs must be disconnected from all utilities and transported along the area roadways to an off-site location. This creates additional and unnecessary traffic on those area roadways. Three, this revision will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to this request. And five, for these reasons, it is appropriate to amend condition 9 of ordinance number 2378 and conditional use number 1963 so that it now states as follows. 9, the campground RV park shall remain vacant during the period that the campground is closed. No campers or RVs shall be stored on the campground while it is closed, with the exception of park model RVs located on approved park model campsites within the site. Park model RVs located within the special flood hazard areas shall meet the requirements of Section 115-141B3 of the Sussex County Zoning Code for manufactured homes.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2356, Sun Massey's Landing RV LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and the conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone, number 1963, ES Motors LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1963 for ES Motors, Inc., for a change in zone from AR1 agriculture residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is currently zoned AR1 along Vines Creek Road, a minor arterial road. It is close to the land zone CR1 general commercial and next to a non-conforming junkyard. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, the property was previously approved for the sale of used vehicles and related activities as conditional use 2619. This rezoning is a reasonable expansion of an existing conditional use. Four, C2 zoning at this location will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for the permitted uses. Five, while there were concerns expressed by one neighbor, those can be addressed as part of the county site plan review. Such a site plan review must occur for any expansion beyond what currently occurs on the site. Six, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex Land Use Plan and future land use map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. Seven, the proposed zoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, orderly prosperity, and welfare of the county. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1963, ES Motors Incorporated, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
I vote no, because as the person who came in to speak opposed to it said that once this is rezoned, there are many other uses that could be put on this property other than what are there, and that would happen without a public hearing where she would have no say as to what was to happen in neighboring properties where she lives.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I am yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay. The chair votes no on this motion for the reasons that Ms. Hoy Stevenson cited. I'm concerned about the neighbor. However, the motion carries 3-2. Thank you. Okay. Our next item is the ordinance 21-06. I'm not going to read that long title.
So
you can tell us what it is.
This is the one. Recall that there was a request to amend certain mapping within the comprehensive plan with regard to the Eagles Crest Airport, and I may have that name incorrect, but that's what we all refer to it, I guess, as to change that to the industrial zone or industrial area, not industrial zone. It's an industrial area on our future land use map. There was also discussion about changing the text within our comp plan to be more clear and to identify other airports within Sussex County, And then also within the mobility element in particular, to amend the maps to put icons where those airports exist. So I had circulated some language, and I'll just read it into the record. It's brief enough to do that so that anybody can hear what we're talking about. I think the county's still working on the mapping side of it. So we're not asking for a motion tonight, but we can put up on the screens too. While I'm reading it, Mr. Whitehouse, maybe if you can show the sort of the draft mapping that we're talking about with the air, little airplane icon. Maybe. I know it was in an email somewhere too.
Yeah.
Spoke too soon.
I'm trying to work out the technical side of doing it.
Okay, well, you worked that out. I'm going to read with regard. So in one of the sections, it talks about all the different types of travel options in Sussex County. It's actually 13.2.3, and it goes through public transit, non-motorized, and it talks about aviation. And it talks currently about the two public use airports, the Delaware Coastal Airport and the Laurel Airport. And it talks about the Delaware Coastal Airport being the county's, and then Laurel Airport being privately owned. But it doesn't talk about any of the private ones. So what we had drafted was an additional, really, two paragraphs. And I'm just going to read those again. It says, there are also multiple private airports throughout Sussex County. By way of example, these include small grass landing strips used sporadically by a single airplane to larger operations used for aerial applications for mosquito control or agricultural purposes. It is important to note the location of these airports as a planning tool because they often must be taken into consideration as nearby properties are developed. For example, their existence may impact the design of a site plan, or they may justify the need for a legal notice similar to the county's agricultural use protection notice within the recorded restrictions of an adjacent development. A listing of the private airports known to Sussex County as of September 1, 2022 is as follows, and then parentheses note that this listing is based upon the best information available and does not certify the continued existence of the airport, its current condition, or whether it remains suitable for aircraft use. And then we list, and this it was provided by Mr. Whitehouse, doing some research, and I think Century as well, and maybe DelDOT, but it's Murphy's Landing in Milford, an airport called the Huey Airport in Bridgeville, the PV Airport near Seaford, Sugar Hill near Greenwood, BB near Lewis, Ockle Farms near Milton, Eagle Crest near Milton, the Delaware Coastal Airport in Georgetown, and the Laurel Airport in Laurel. So, and that's the end of the insert. But we thought that that kind of covered it and gave as good a list as we can. And now,
This is the earlier version that was included in your paperless packet, Mr. Chairman. And we have this week been able to get an updated version of this that uses those orange icons to differentiate between the airports. The two airports are shown with the black airport icons. That's Laurel Airport and Delaware Coastal Airport. They will continue to be black on the plan. The orange icons have been added for those airports listed by Mr. Robertson. So I just don't have it electronically show you on the screen.
What it would be is that map with those airports just plunked down on it with the icons. So, and we can circulate that and get that in the packet even prior to the next meeting.
Looks good.
I mean, this works for me. Does it work for you guys? I think it's.
Yeah, no, great. Thank you.
Yep. So what we would do
is.
Good
addition.
Yeah.
Good
for the next meeting, we would make a recommendation to adopt the ordinance and then include those maps and this text so that council knows what it specifically should be. So, okay. And then we'll also deal with the specific request as it pertains to the Eagle Crest Hudson Airport. Okay, thanks. That's all we need to do. I don't think there's any action.
I don't think we need to take any action on that, Commission. We can just look forward to dealing with that at our next meeting, perhaps. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the Commission. And speaking of the rules of the Commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the public hearings as scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings and follow the direction of the chairman. For those of us here in this room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in this room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves so that they can speak first. We will start with folks present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people participating remotely through the call-in number. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we do ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone speaking on the phone. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, the commission may take action on the application or defer it until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any email, mail, or other conversation or communication regarding the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Our